powered by Tink Media.
Hi, welcome to Feed the Q, the ultimate podcast discovery podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Andrea.
And we work at Tink Media, a podcast growth and discovery company. Today, we are wrapping up this season of Feed the Q.
Oh, we here at Tink, we like to listen sometimes to podcasts, sometimes to music, and sometimes to audiobooks. Stay tuned if you like recommendations. We're gonna bring them to your ears. We'll share with you some things we've been loving, and we'll try to feed your cue.
All right, we made it to the end of the season. Honestly, it's bittersweet for us because it's been a lot of fun making this season, hearing the episodes, and like collaborating with the entire team to make it possible. So as much as we like a break, because we love when podcasters take the breaks they need, we also just wanted to celebrate how much we enjoyed the season.
And I love the bittersweet pun. I see what you did there, Devin.
Gotta have it.
Gotta be on theme. Yeah, it's been such an amazing season. And I think it's also been so special having everyone in the team be a part of it and share the recommendations. I mean, we are podcast and audio lovers and obsessed, as you listeners can tell. So yeah, you got just a sneak peek of that. And we have a lot more coming up. Kudos to us for the production and staying, you know, in line with everything and staying consistent. And thank you for listening.
Yes, we hope that you have enjoyed this season as much as we have. And we thought we would take this time to reflect on it, to share some more goodies with you, and then to talk about what you can expect next. So as we reflect, Andrea, what was your favorite recommendation of the season?
This is such a hard question. Because these recommendations were really good, and they were very diverse too, from genre and stories and format. So, I mean, I devoured every single one of them, but one of my favorites, I have to say, is Ilana's recommendation of Personal Best.
Yes. Oh, such a fun show.
Yeah. So good. That was in my queue for so long. And Ilana sharing this recommendation just bumped it up in my queue. And the concept of it, immediately when I heard it, I knew that it was going to be fun, but I did not expect what I got. It was just so fun. They got so creative with it. And they truly thought outside of the box.
Yeah, the style of that show always surprises me because I think, like you said, you don't expect it to sound the way it does or for it to go the way it goes. And I think that that's what makes it so much fun to listen to. Ilana has been like the biggest advocate for that show for me right now ever since it came back. It's like, Ilana keeps talking about it. I gotta listen.
Yeah. And I think the episode she chose is a really good one to start with because it's such a relatable experience to be nervous about being by yourself in public. And initially, I did think it was going to be kind of some cop-outs that I personally would do. I was just projecting. But, you know, if I was to do it, I would just be on my phone or, you know, do other stuff. But Jamika, she just wanted to do it truly. So I really appreciate that. And I think they just had so much fun together and they definitely achieved the goal by the end of it. So it's very inspiring. I am definitely more seriously considering doing it myself too, not just in the future sometime.
All right. Then it's an extra successful episode.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me one of your favorites or a few of your favorites, because I also just have to say to finish mine off, give a shout out to yours, to Sportly. It's such a good recommendation.
Thank you. Yeah. I love the sports themed stories they're telling because it's not a sports podcast. It's a podcast about sports themed stories, I think is the best way to frame it. But yeah, and thank you for saying I can say more than one favorite because I'm terrible at picking one favorite because I'm kind of torn between Akshi's pick of Folk on Foot and Faye's pick of Open World, because mm-hmm. both of them just like the sound and style of both shows, so different, both of them, but they were things that I was like, how did I miss both of these? And how do they sound so, so good? Like, Folk on Foot yeah. could not be a more perfect Akshi recommendation, just because of the way it blends music and just the soundscape. And it's like not in a studio. It has this like really cool take you to like a riverside and listen to this conversation vibe. And then the like futurism of Open World that Faye shared, and like her entire recommendation for it got me so hyped up for it. And then the sound design and production of it, I remember listening to it and be like, were people talking about this? And I just, because it came out a few years ago. Was I just like not in the podcasting space as much? How did I miss this? Where do I get more of it? So for me, those are my two favorites because they made me say that. How did I miss this? Where can I get more of it?
And I think that's a sign if that happens to us, because we're trying to stay in the know because we love the industry. So if it happens to us, it's a sign. And I also want to say just the answering part of the episodes, Akshi's answers, again, were so Akshi and just so, so wonderful, you know, especially the what would you do with $1 million for a podcast? A few of us in the team have just been saying, you know, redistributing it to creators because mm-hmm. that's such an important part of the industry, especially nowadays. So yeah, that was another really special introduction into that episode.
Yeah, we had multiple editors on this season. Like, shout out to Will and Alana, who also supported us on editing this season. As the editors, you got this like extra way of appreciating those answers because you would hear people sometimes multiple takes of their answers and just got to like hear how genuine they were being because they really wanted to share these things. I remember anytime I got to edit or just like do a listen through of an episode, I felt like I was always going into our Slack channel and being like, I can't wait for everyone to hear this week's episode. And I'd want to say it every week.
Yeah. And I think that definitely happened. I think everyone was kind of waiting for the next episode and just so, so excited for the next recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, speaking of next recommendations, we wouldn't be the audio loving people we are if we didn't have an entire lineup of more podcast episodes for you to listen to if you have already finished the season of Feed the Queue. We have something very delicious for you.
Before we do a little bit more reflection on the season, because it's clearly difficult for us to depart, we did want to share some exciting news. I will do a little introduction about this, but Devin, I think I should let you speak more on it because you've done so much of the work and this is your baby. But sometimes it's easier for someone else to talk about your own projects, I feel like. So, okay, I'm going to go for it. Audio Delicacies is a super special list that we curate every year at Ting Media. And we reach out to so many of our podcasting friends, podcast producers, podcast lovers, marketers, industry professionals, just all types of people in the industry who love the medium. And we ask them for their favorite 2024 podcast. So it is out, Audio Delicacies 2024. There is so, so, so much work behind it. Huge shout out to you, Devin, and to the team for putting this together, for doing beautiful graphics, for spending so much time to organize everything. Even that was an insane amount of work, I am sure. And it's such an amazing resource and it's very precious for the industry. And I don't think there's anything like it. There used to be. I know there used to be, but not anymore.
I can't believe it. This is our third year making the list. And it was inspired by the Bello Collective, which used to do a list of, I believe it was 100 episodes. And it was the same idea where it was people from across the industry, whether they were hosts, producers, editors, writers, all like a bigger variety than you might see in all of the end of year lists, because obviously it's end of year list season right now. And most of those lists are like maybe 10 to 20 shows. We see a lot of the same shows popping up. We have some of those shows on Audio Delicacies, but the biggest thing that we say when we're reaching out to everyone that we ask to contribute is like, what's something this year that made you fall in love with audio all over again, or just like appreciate audio again? And so I think that helps us get just like a more, I hope, more unique list. And it's just so much fun hearing from all these people across the industry and what they've been listening to. I feel like us, especially at Tink, that's like our favorite question to ask people. What are you listening to? And like, what are you enjoying right now? So putting together this list is like a just like mega size example of doing that. And now that we are in the third year, I feel like people are getting more familiar with it, which is really interesting. So they're like, oh, yes, thank you. I want to contribute again. Or if it's their first time, like we always try to add new people. Like Andrea said, we ask so many people to contribute. And I try my best to like help people be able to contribute because everybody gets so busy this time of year. So we ended up with, I think, 75 submissions this year, which is about the same as last year. And honestly, at first I used to worry about it being too long, but now I'm like, bring it on. Why am I going to say no to more submissions? Why would I do that?
And I think, you know, it can feel, I mean, overwhelming for you for sure. It was to put everything together. And even as a reader, you can just go through it and see whatever is, you know, whatever catches your attention more by the name, by the cover art, although don't judge a podcast by the cover art. And it's just something that you can keep digesting and digesting over the holidays too and in the new year. And it's, I would say it's such a beautiful homage to the audio industry and the fact that it's so intentional to keep it diverse and inclusive and, you know, make sure that there are so many people represented and it's not, you know, kind of gatekept in any way is really precious. And again, is a testament to Tink and to audio delicacies in general. So proud to witness that.
Thank you so much. Honestly, the entire team does support on this from like keeping it organized to like helping with graphics. Shout out to Holly, who makes Audio Delicacies look as beautiful as it does. I am so grateful to her vision for it. This year, go take a look at the ice cream shop theme that we've got going on. I love it so much. But I think what I love most about as you're reading through the list is you might come across a show that maybe you did see it talked about somewhere, but sometimes it takes a certain recommendation mm-hmm. or a certain way somebody talks about a yeah. show to make it finally click and you'd be like, yeah, why haven't I listened to this yet? So even if it is one that you've seen other people talk about, mm-hmm. I love hearing it from all of the people in our list because it just, they're making me step back and go like, you're right, I gotta stop and listen to all 75 episodes that are in the playlist this year.
Yes, it is. It is an undertaking, but that's really how it makes you feel because each recommendation is so well written and you can really see just people's love for whatever story they're sharing or they got wrapped up in. So do we want to share a little bit of our own recommendations in audio delicacies? What did you recommend, Devin?
Yes. So I recommended a show called We Are the Great Turning, and it's about climate. It's about like the climate crisis. But it features a conversation between a woman who is about, let's say, in her 40s and her friend who is 95, who has been an activist and an advocate and like in the climate activism space for a long time. And so this woman who's younger is like turning to this older woman and they're having a conversation about like, how do you still kind of find hope and optimism? How do you navigate this? Because obviously one of them has seen it a lot happen already. And the other one is feeling like, how can I continue facing what we're about to face? And their interaction between each other is like the most precious friendship ever. Like they make me emotional all the time, just the way they talk to each other, but also the advice that they share. And it just feels like a safe, comfortable, and helpful space to be talking about climate. There's lots of information out there that is helpful for informing you, but I think this one is kind of like good for your soul while also informing you, but it like balances that really well. So that was my recommendation this year.
I love that. I love that so much. I mean, I love the premise of the episode you recommended, but Also, the fact that when you do recommendations and I'm waiting for Podstack.
Busted.
You know, I love your newsletter so much and I love your writing. And I love that, again, I'm using this word a lot, but it just seems fit. You're very intentional about the podcasts you listen to and you recommend. And they're diverse, even though they tackle similar themes that, you know, you're super passionate about. They look at it from such different angles. And that's so important what you were just saying about this episode, that we need that hope, you know, because who knows who is reading Audio Delicacies or your recommendations in Podstack and is interested to learn more about climate change and contribute, but they feel like, oh, maybe I don't know too much science, so I cannot listen to this episode. But then they hear something like this and they're like, oh, this is definitely something that I can get behind.
Thank you. Thank you so much for, one, like being such a thoughtful reader of Podstack. I always, always appreciate you for that. Thank you for your kind words. And I know that you are venturing into the podcast newsletter space as well. So we'll get to that. But first, I want to hear what you recommended in Audio Delicacies this year.
I recommended How to Destroy Everything. And it's interesting to describe because you cannot say it's a specific format. I feel like it experiments with a bunch of different formats because it's investigative, it's interview style, and then it's also kind of fiction because the host brings in his own acting experience to kind of reenact parts of the stories that he's telling. And it's basically about the life of Richard Jacobs, who was the father of Danny, the host. And Danny is spending time in this podcast with one of his best friends, childhood best friends, who also knew Danny's father, to kind of investigate why he ruined so many people's lives, why he destroyed, in other words, everything, as the title says. I just think it's such a powerful way of telling the story. I'm sure that Danny has had to do a lot of processing, and he talks about this on the podcast as well, about his relationship to his father. But the fact that he brings it out in a funny way, in an informative way, in a serious way, you know, from so many different angles, just makes it so fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And I love fiction as well. And the fact that it's a bits and pieces of fiction here and there, I truly loved it. His mom comes in at some point and she is also an amazing energy. I definitely recommend it.
See, there, you did exactly what I said I love about these recommendations is you talked about a show that I have heard about, but you pointed out things about it that I did not realize, like these fictionalized elements that it brings in the way it experiments with format. That, I love that kind of thing. That always draws me to a story mm-hmm. more, sometimes more than the story itself, right? So thank you. Thank you. Okay, so as we kind of wrap up Audio Delicacies, we also want to give another shout out to someone who partnered with us this year to help spread the word about Audio Delicacies, and that is CastBox. I don't know how many of you are listening right now on CastBox. It's a podcast listening app, but they partnered with us, and it's actually the beginning of a new partnership for us. And they featured some of the shows from Audio Delicacies in their app the week that it launched. And for a few weeks afterwards, they are featuring some of the episodes. And this is part of an ongoing partnership where we will collaborate with them to curate more features like this. To us, that it's like that unique, maybe you didn't know about it, maybe you forgot about this show kind of vibe. We're going to collaborate together on curations like that throughout the year.
Such an exciting partnership. We love CastBox. We love their lists. We're always in touch with them. I feel like we're already cutie besties. So this is just officializing and our friendship. And it's very exciting that this is going to be, as you said, ongoing. So on a monthly basis, we will be sharing recommendations. And what is really cool and why we are so happy to partner with CastBox is because they already have over 20 million users and more than 95 million episodes in their library. So there is so much to choose from. And another little special treat is that Ting's podcast and newsletter, Ping/Lauren's podcast and newsletter, we'll also join Casbox in enhancing their podcast recommendation engines and in audio search technology.
To me, I feel like it's speaking to the fact that Casbox really does care about highlighting the podcasts that aren't getting the big promotions, the big features, and that you might not know about yet, but they know you're going to love. I think they kind of share that passion that we also do. And that's why this like happened, because we're just so aligned in that way, wanting to support podcasts of all size, of all genres, and of all stories.
So back to more reflection, because we are not over with the season, as we were mentioning, but we also wanted to give a special shout out to some podcasting friends that we made along the way.
Yeah, we took some of our own podcast marketing advice this year, and we started collaborating more with other podcasts that we thought our listeners would really enjoy. So you might have heard them in episodes. Those shows like Podcast Elevator Pitch, Daily Tips.
We also had the Podcast Live, 1 Minute Podcast Tips, and the Sound Off Podcast. And we are still building friendships, because that's what podcasters should do, and that's what the community thrives on.
Yeah, just the way that we like to feature episodes, we love to be able to support other podcasts in their growth and vice versa. And, you know, now we're thinking about our next season and what's going to happen in between seasons. And I'm already really excited about next season because of what we've been able to do this season and the ideas that we're going to build on for next season. We talked about this the other day, and I am already pumped for season 5.
We obviously have to be mysterious, and we're not able to share, so you'll just have to follow along. While we're away working on all of that and prepping some more treats and delicacies for you, worlds are blending here. You might hear from some more of our friends on the feed, so definitely stay subscribed because you don't want to miss it. And we definitely want to know what your favorite recommendation of the season was. So email us, leave a review. We might read it in a future episode of the upcoming seasons.
Yeah, definitely stay tuned to the feed for what's coming up next. And if you hear anybody who says it's so hard to discover podcasts, like how do you find your next podcast? We are dedicated to not letting your cues go hungry here. So that's why we're going to drop some episodes in between our season and then come back with a really delicious season next year. I think we can at least give you some timing to look for that in, let's say, spring 2025. But we'll be dropping hints about what's to come and the ways that you might be able to get involved. So stay tuned to the feed. Keep following Tink Media on all the socials or at tinkmedia.co. And you can also find Andrea and I writing about podcasts and all the things happening in the podcast space. As she mentioned, I write Podstack. But Andrea, you also launched a podcast newsletter recently. Can you please, please, please share Eurowaves with us?
Oh, you're so sweet. Yes, I launched a podcast newsletter. I had to join in. Otherwise, why am I podcasting if I don't have a newsletter? If you are a podcast lover or if you are in the industry, not only is it so good to build that community, I don't typically write, but I found myself enjoying the process so much. Anyway, to give you a little glimpse of what Eurowaves is about, it is essentially a podcasting newsletter about the European podcasting space. I am originally from Romania, as you might have heard in previous episodes. I've lived in the States, now I'm back in Romania, and super involved in the American podcasting space, but also really wanted to explore what's going on over here on the European continent and even seeing what kind of collaborations can come out of it. You know, I think there's so much that we can learn from each other, from wherever, whatever countries we're from, whatever cultures we're from. There is so much to exchange there. And there are so many similarities that we don't even realize that just unite us as humans. So that is part of the goal of the newsletter as well. Thank you so much, Devin, for asking me about that.
No, I'm so excited about it. That contagious feeling where you want to just be able to talk more about podcasting, and it just feels easier than any other kind of writing you can do. I think that just speaks to the fact that you are passionate about it. That's what makes it easy to do. I'm subscribed and ready for more in my inbox. So yeah, we will put links in the description of this episode so you can check out if you're interested in any of our Tink newsletters as well. Obviously, Podcast the Newsletter, written by Lauren Pacell, Tink's founder and the executive producer of Feed the Q. And then Podcast Marketing Magic for all of the podcast growth, discovery, and fun that you want in your inbox. Right now they're doing 12 days of podcast marketing tips, which has been really fun. Look for more podcasting advice in the new year from them too.
Yeah. And we are going to miss you so much, cuties. We really, really hope you enjoyed the season and all the treats we had for you. We were hard at work trying to find the best ones. And until next season, we actually challenge you to pick one of the shows from this season that you've loved the most and recommend it to a friend or two or three. Why not? Start a podcasting club. Go crazy. Tell us about it. We want to be a part of it. We don't want to miss out on anything podcasting.
We have podcasting FOMO.
Yep. So you better tell us. Thank you so much, cuties. Until next year.
Happy listening.
And happy holidays.
With us around, you'll never run out of things to listen to. With us around, you'll never run out of things to listen to. 'Cause we'll feed your cue.